Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we talk about the everyday experiences in life and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. And this week, I want to talk about how we focus our energy and what we're focused on, where are we trying to get to, and what is the commitment that we're making. And I want to talk about this because it's relevant in my life right now. And it's something that just has really stood out to me recently as so important, because for much of my life, and I think for many people, it's easy to make a commitment to accomplishing something that I think we tend to make small commitments, or at least I tend to make small commitments where I'll say, I'm totally committed to this. This is absolutely what I want. And what I will be totally committed to and what I want will be an action along the way. It won't be the final outcome that I'm trying to achieve. I sometimes leave myself an out against those outcomes where I'll say that I'm committed to it, but when I commit to something, I really will just commit to an interim step along the way. And when we're fully committed to something, it becomes pretty easier to continue to pursue that and to continue to chase it down and to continue to do the things that we need to do. And so what I have found myself sometimes doing is, let's say I want to complete a race. I want to complete a triathlon. I did one of those over the summer and I want to complete a triathlon. And I made that my absolute goal. This is the outcome that I am shooting for. And in that case, my commitment was right, because my commitment was to an outcome, which was completion of that race. And I was able to achieve that. But what I do oftentimes in other places in my life is, instead of saying I want to commit to completing a triathlon, I might say I want to commit to doing a triathlon. And so then I'll take a step and I'll go and I'll jump online and I'll sign up for it. And I'll be like, hey, great. I feel good about myself. I'm making progress towards my goal. Or then instead of, because now my goal is only to do a triathlon, then I say, okay, now I need to train for a triathlon. And I'll commit to, I want to commit to running. And so I'll commit and I will run once. And I'll say to myself, great, I'm making progress towards that commitment. Look, I did it. I took a step. I did a thing. I'm on my way. I am running. And then maybe I don't run for another week. And then a week later, I take another run. I'm like, well, it's slow progress, but my commitment is to running. And so, sure, I'm doing it. I'm making progress. I'm on my way. And then maybe another couple of weeks goes by. I run once or twice. And now maybe I sleep in a little bit and I miss those runs a few times. And now maybe I find myself saying, all right, well, I missed a few of those runs, but that's okay. I know I've been sleeping in. Well, now I've got to commit to getting out of bed early so that I have the opportunity to run. And so now I drag myself out of bed, but I get distracted by stuff and I don't just go run. I don't just go do the thing. And now I say I'm committed to getting out of bed early and that will help me on my run. I still have that sense, that false sense inside of myself that, like, yeah, I'm making progress towards my goal. I'm making progress towards my commitment, because I'm not really committed to the thing that I actually want to accomplish. I keep allowing myself shortcuts that will give me the opportunity to have a false sense of achievement, that will allow me to have a false sense of getting something done, because I'm not really committed to that final outcome. I'm not really committed to where I want to be. I'm not really committed to that ultimate goal that I want to have in my life. And I can tell that because I don't do the things that are needed to. in order to accomplish it. And if I really commit to that outcome, instead of committing to the steps along the way, yes, I need to do those things, but if my full, honest, complete commitment is to that final goal, that final outcome, this is the thing that I will do. I am committed to making 100 sales this week. I am fully committed to getting an A in this class. I am fully committed to building a better relationship with my spouse. I'm fully committed to whatever those things are in your life or in my life, that if you look at the outcome as your commitment, this is what I will not accept anything less than in my life and for myself. That's how you and I can achieve those things. And that's what really needs to happen, where instead of just saying, yeah, I'd like this, I want this, and I'm willing to commit to this first step. Yes, you need to do the first step, but your commitment, your goal, your heart needs to be on that final outcome, or you'll keep finding ways, like I do, to sell yourself short, to not take the full step, to not take the next step, and to make excuses for things along the way as you're moving towards that. And then you stop moving towards whatever that outcome that you'd like to achieve is. You find yourself making excuses and taking a step back because you're not really committed. You'd like to be there. I'd like to get a promotion. I'd like to start a company. I'd like to finish my degree. I want these things. But am I fully committed to it, or do I just say that that's my commitment, but then my actions show something else? I might tell myself, oh, well, I'm committed to studying more. I'm committed to doing more hours. I'm committed to improving my skill set at work. But then when you look at your actions, they don't always align with that. And it's a way that it's so easy to sell ourselves short from accomplishing our real goals, our real purpose, the outcomes that we really want in life, because instead of truly committing to that outcome, we commit to trying to take actions. We commit to making a first step. And yes, we need to take those first steps. We need to take actions, but without something, without that purpose, without that why, without that real outcome driving us, we'll continue to sell ourselves shorter and shorter and shorter along the way, because it's easy to convince yourself that you feel good, you feel fulfilled, you feel whatever about these things that are interim steps, because we like the way that it feels. It's a short-term kind of feel-good moment that we know doesn't really drive us closer. And that's why we still have that nagging in the back of our mind about, I know that I'm not doing enough. I know that I'm not taking the right steps, because we're selling ourselves short and we're cutting our commitment to ourselves and to our purpose by trying to convince ourselves that just taking an action is enough, that doing one thing, taking a step towards a step is enough, that, yeah, that's good enough. Look, I made progress. Pat myself on the back, Mike. Hey, I did a great job. I set two alarms for 5:30, and no, I snoozed them both 10 times and I didn't get up until 7. And then I took my time with coffee and I didn't go for my run until, well, no, I didn't go for my run because now I'm running late. But I can tell myself, hey, great job. Look at you. You're taking that step to set your alarms. It's only a matter of time now before you get yourself out of bed and run and swim and do those things that you need to do to complete the triathlon. But if I lose sight of what my ultimate goal is, if I don't keep my focus on achieving that outcome, I will always sell myself short and I will keep missing the goal and I will keep myself from accomplishing the outcome, the goal, my purpose that I'm trying to accomplish. And that is what I can't allow myself to do anymore. And that is what you shouldn't allow yourself to do anymore either. So take time today, evaluate your commitments, look at where you want to be. What is the outcome that you are committed to, so you can keep taking those active, aggressive, purposeful steps towards achieving your outcome? And remember that that is where your commitment needs to be, not just on taking the first step. That's all I got for this week. Hope you have a good one. Hope you picked up something that you can use in your life. Have a great week. Commit to your outcomes and go achieve something incredible.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
You sucker.
Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.